好，
好的，等试试。
也感谢神。
好，再给我
我，谢
嗯。
谢君王的带领，我们的敬拜，读到我们诗篇的第十七篇。
Thank you, Brother Junwang, leading us reading the Psalm 17.
17，诗篇十七篇最后一节经文是我最喜欢的一节经文。
The last verse is my personal favorite.
至于我必在意中则见你的面，我醒了的时候得见你的形象，就心满意足。十七篇十五节，
So I did not.
十七篇十五节。
And I in righteousness I will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness.
曾经在伦敦的时候，有两个很有名的布道家。
Sorry.
In London,
London, there are
there was
two
two famous preacher.
preachers.
所以很多人来了以后就会去听他们讲道。
So many people will just go to their sermon.
他先去听了其中一个讲道的时候，回来人家就问他说：“觉得人讲的怎么样？”
And people ask, how do you feel about the sermon?
他说：“哎呀，这个讲道讲得真不错，非常奇妙的一个讲道家。
It is a really wonderful experience.
”第二天他就去听了另外一个讲道，
And then the second day, he went to the second sermon.
人家就问他：“你觉得这个人怎么样
Then people asking, how do you feel now?
？”他说：“多美妙的一个救主。
And he said, what a wonderful
”这就是
savior.
诗篇第十七节的时候，我希望我们今天的讲道可以让我们可以见到主的荣耀。
And this is what I read from the Psalm chapters 17.
所以我们可以来见到主耶稣荣美的荣耀。
And we'll be into his glory.
好，感谢神，我们今天又有机会跟戴凯弟兄来一起来合作。
And thank God, I have the opportunity to work with Brother Kai again
我们
today.
一起来继续约书亚记的一个信息。
And we'll continue the book of Joshua.
那约书亚记是圣经中摩西五经后面的第一本书。
And Joshua is the first book after Moses.
那这本书记载了约书亚带领以色列的百姓过了约旦河。
And records that Joshua lead Israelites go through the Jordan River.
那进到了迦南美地。
And went into Canaan.
那这是神赐给以色列百姓流奶与蜜之地。
And this is what God gave the Israel people, the honey and the milk.
那约书亚记基本上它可以分为两个大的部分。
The book of Joshua can basically be divided into two parts.
就第一部分是约书亚带领以色列百姓进入征战。
The first part records Joshua leading the people into the battle.
那后半部分就讲到约书亚记领导百姓来分地。
And the second part records how Joshua guiding the people to divide the land.
从一开始，约书亚就提醒这以色列的，神就借着约书亚的口就提醒百姓要刚强壮胆来承受应许。
So from the very beginning, God told Joshua to be strong and courageous.
所以非常感谢神，我今年从一开始的时候一起来学习，就是约书亚记的四个大的战役。
So think of the Lord, we started together the four major battles this year.
从打耶利哥到爱城，然后我们就是进到基变，还有下索。
So from Jericho, Ai, Jebus, and Hazor.
在所有的征战过程中，神就提醒我们，要我们在神里面刚强。
So through the battles, the God emphasized in the united participation of the people.
而且这中间也强调了以色列百姓的齐心合意的一个参与。
The people of Israel, they all united.
那从今天开始，我就进到下半部分。
So starting from today, we are going to talk about the later part.
让我们一起来分享以色列百姓的一个分地。
And let's discuss how the distribution of the land among the Israel people.
那这里面的分地其实讲到了以色列家不同程度的一个见证。
So the distribution is actually a record of different testimonies of the house of Israel.
那所有这些见证侧重在一些个人和家庭的见证。
And this focuses on individuals and families.
所以我也想用四个部分来列出我们今年约书亚记结束我们今年的约书亚记的一个系列。
So I hope to conclude our series on the book of Joshua this year through the four parts.
让我从后面到前面来简单来介绍一下这四个见证。
So let me from the end to the beginning.
那最后约书亚记录了他最后他约书亚自己家的一个见证。
So the book of Joshua concludes with Joshua's own testament.
那我知道有一句话常常被大家弟兄姐妹就挂在客厅的墙上。
I know there's a sentence that we, many of the brothers and sisters will hang on the wall of your house.
那也就是说，至于我和我家，必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
可以服侍神，其实是我们极大的一个荣耀。
To be able to serve the God is a great honor.
那约书亚他的凭着信心去得了这个福分。
By faith, Joshua received his blessing.
那我们不仅仅要把这样的一个决心挂在我们的墙上。
We should not only hang this declaration on the walls,
也要刻在我们的心板里面。
but also inscribe it into our hearts.
那往回走了以后，第三个见证是一个约旦河东的两个半支派的一个见证。
So the third testimony comes from the two and a half tribe east of Jordan.
那这一个见证是打了折扣的一个见证。
So this testimony is a kind of discounted testimony.
是出于自己想象的一个见证。
One that came from their own imagination.
但是神怜悯他们，还是祝福他们。
But God still gave them his blessings.
那回去到第二个部分，是一个神设立了一个陶城。
So the second part is a promise, the establishment of the city of refuge.
那这是一个领受恩典的一个见证。
And this is a grace.
那我们在这个世界上生活的时候，
As we live in this world,
我们经常会无意的一个犯罪。
And we sin unintentionally,
但是我们可以来到主耶稣的里面，
but we can come into the Lord Jesus,
接受他的庇护，
receive his protection,
免受神的一个惩罚。
and be spared from God's punishment.
然后回到第一个见证，就是一个人专心跟随主的一个见证。
So the first testimony is the testimony of wholeheartedly following.
那今天我要讲到的一个主要的人物，就是我们非常熟悉的迦勒。
The person that I'm going to talk about today is Caleb.
这神从不可能的角度，神他自己和摩西以及约书亚，
So God himself, Moses and Joshua.
从他们三个角度来强调迦勒是一个专心跟随神的一个人。
All testified about Caleb.
从一个角度来讲，他甚至超越了大卫王。
That Caleb, he wholeheartedly followed the Lord. And in this regard, it seems even he surpassed David.
那请大家有圣经呢，就可以翻到约书亚记。
So please turn in your Bible to the Old Testament, the book of Joshua.
约书亚记第十四章。
Chapter 14.
那今天呢，我讲到会涉及到从第六节到十五节。
So today's sermon will cover verses 6 to 15.
但是为了省时间了以后，我们先读三节到十五节。
So let's read first verses 13 to 15.
那我先用中文，然后戴凯弟兄用英文来读。
I'll read in Chinese and Brother Kai will read in English.
约书亚记十四章十三节到十五节提到迦勒得了希伯伦为业，于是约书亚为亚弗尼的儿子迦勒祝福，将希伯伦该他为业，所以希伯伦就做了基尼喜族也弗尼的儿子迦勒的一个产业，直到今日。因为他专心跟从耶和华以色列的神。希伯伦从前名叫基列亚伯，亚伯就是亚挪人族中最尊大的人，于是国中太平，没有征战了。
So Joshua chapter 14 verses 13 to 15. Then Joshua blessed Caleb son of Jephunneh and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba after Arba, who was the greatest man among the Anakites.
谢谢戴凯弟兄，我们一起来做一个简单的祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的巴父神，
Dear Abba Father,
愿你的圣灵亲自来引导孩子和我们。
May the Holy Spirit personally lead us.
愿你借着今天神要讲的话语，
Through your words today,
让我们一起可以再次来坚定我们要跟随你的心。
may once again strengthen our hearts to follow you.
愿耶稣主耶稣的圣名被高举，
May the name of Jesus be lifted high,
一切荣耀都归给你。
and may all glories be given to you.
以耶稣的名祷告
In Jesus' name we pray.
，Amen。
Amen.
那这里提到了一个人物，他叫加勒。
So here, a particular person is mentioned, Caleb.
从第六节到第15节，圣经用三个不同的角度来描述了加勒这个人物。
So from verses 6 to 15, the Bible evaluated Caleb from three different perspectives.
但三个角度描述的一个内容是完全一样的。
Yet all with the same conclusion.
就是加勒这个人是专心跟从耶和华。
So Caleb wholeheartedly followed the Lord.
那首先呢，加勒他自己宣告，他说他是专心跟随耶和华的。
So first, Caleb, he declared that he wholeheartedly follows God.
那从第二个角度来说，摩西也是这样认为。
Secondly, Moses also recognized that Caleb
加勒是专心跟从神的。
and Joshua says Caleb received.
那第三个角度和约书亚也是说，
And then Joshua also said that Caleb.
他提到加勒得到神的一个赐福，也就是因为他专心跟从神。
Caleb received blessings because he wholeheartedly followed God.
所以这是一个非常奇特的一个人物。
And this is very special person.
就基督教里面有很多许多不同的地方。
And there's many perspectives in the Christian.
其中有一个很重要的一个基督徒很特殊的一个地方，
And there's one uniqueness.
就是基督教它不是要门徒仅仅来遵守一些规条，
So Christianity does not require disciples or to follow a set of rules.
它是要我们来跟从主耶稣。
It asks us to follow the Jesus.
所以你可以看到，耶稣他在呼召第一批门徒的时候。
So one Jesus first called his disciples.
从主耶稣亲自的口里面出来的就一个命令，
And he came and gave the command,
就是来跟随我。
and come follow me.
所以你可以看看，对于彼得，
So regarding Peter,
那耶稣就呼召他和他的弟兄，
Jesus called him and his brother
他说：“你来跟从我。
to follow him.
”他说：“我要你彼得和得人如得鱼。”
He said that he would make them fishes of men.
那同样对于使徒马太，
Similarly, for Matthew,
那主耶稣就会去路过他在那工作的一个地方，
so Jesus passes the place where he worked,
就是他在收税的那个关卡的那个地方。
the tax collector's booth,
他说：“你要来跟从我。
and he said the same, follow me.
”那耶稣后来他复活了以后，
After Jesus' resurrection,
在升天之前。
before he go to the heaven,
他就去湖边，这就是碰到那些在打鱼的彼得和约翰。
He met Peter and John by the lakeside.
那耶稣也告诉彼得，他说：“将来你要为我殉道。
And Jesus told Peter that he would one day die for him.
”但是彼得就很好奇，就问说：“那约翰怎么样呢
And curiously, Peter asked about John's future.
？”但是主耶稣就非常不满地打断他的话。
And the Lord Jesus interrupted him,
他说：“这个人的事跟你没有关系。
saying that it was none of your
”
concern.
他说：“你只管来跟从我。
And your task was simply to follow me.
”这是觉得很奇妙的一件事情。
What a wonderful experience.
所以我刚才讲到，加勒是一个非常特殊的一个人物。
As I just mentioned, Caleb was a very special person.
所以这最早的记载是在《民数记》的14章的24节。
So in Numbers chapter 14, verses 24,
对，圣经给他加了一个结论，
and the Bible gives a conclusion.
在记录在民数记的14章24节，
In the chapter 14, verses 24.
这是神自己的话。
This is God's words.
他说：“唯独我的仆人加勒，
But my servant Caleb.
他说我要把他领到迦南美地里面进去。”
Because he has a different spirit and has followed me fully, I'll bring him into land.
他领到哪里去呢？他说领到那个地，他已经去过了。
to the place where he already went before.
而且这些地要成为他和他的后裔永远为业。
And the place that he and his descendant will be possess forever.
你可以想象，在60万的以色列百姓中间，只有他得到这样一个应许。
Can you imagine that only Caleb got this promise?
那为什么？大家知道为什么？
Do you know why?
神这样的应许只有一个原因，
And there's only one reason for this.
而且也记录在这一节经文里头。
And also recorded in this verse.
他说：“因为加勒另有一个心智，专一跟从神。
And one only reason is Caleb had a unique heart, wholeheartedly follow God.
”那首先，加勒跟从谁是出于一个自愿的。
So first Caleb followed God voluntarily.
那他对约书亚就表明自己的一个心智，
And he spread his heart to Joshua.
就加勒对约书亚提起45年前的事情。
And Caleb mentioned the events from 45 years ago.
他说，当时耶和华的仆人摩西
At that time, God's servant Moses
在加迪士巴尼亚打发了12个探子，
and sent 12 spies,
那其中包括加勒，
including Caleb,
去窥探那些迦南地。
to explore the land of Canaan.
这加勒就按照自己的心意，也就是说合神的一个心意，
And he responded according to his heart.
回来告诉摩西。
And then returned and told Moses.
但是跟加勒一起上去的另外10个探子，
However, the 10 brothers who went up with Caleb,
他们就开始退缩，
and they shrank back
发怨言。
and complained,
所以整个以色列的百姓心都消化了。
and reflecting the hearts of the people of Israel all shrunk.
但是加勒就说：“我专心跟从耶和华我的神。
But Caleb said, I wholeheartedly follow the Lord, my God.
”就是在这些百姓心消化的时候，加勒在摩西面前就去安抚这些百姓。
So even when the hearts of the people were shrinking, Caleb in front of Moses.
那我们可以一起来看看当时加勒所讲的一些话。
So Caleb encouraged the people. So let us look together what Caleb said.
他说：“我们立刻上去呀，那地。
He said, "Let us go up at once
”
and
这
take
里
the land."
到就是加勒去催逼那些百姓。
Here Caleb urged the people.
他说：“不仅仅要上去，
Not only to go up,
而且要立刻上去，
but to go up immediately,
去承受那些地。
to take possession of the land.
”神有的时候给我们一些应许，往往我们需要我们立刻去响应。
So, in the face of God's promise, we are often called to respond immediately.
迟延就是对神的不信，
Delay is a sign of unbelief.
所以上个主日的时候，Eric 讲了一句让我们很值得去思考的一句话。
Last week, Eric shared a thought-provoking statement.
啊，里面是也是一个很有名的一个传道家讲的话。
It is from a very famous preacher.
他说：“人们往往为一点点小钱可以去行千里路。”
So, for little reward, men take a long journey.
但是不愿意为永生去抬一只脚。
For eternal life, many will sacrifice, lift a foot once from the ground.
加勒的信心，它在于后面的这个半句经文。
So Caleb's faith is shown in the later part of the verse.
他说什么？我们必能得胜。
And he said, well able to overcome it.
足能得胜。
We have the capability.
所以加勒的眼睛里面，他看到的神的大能和神的应许，
So Caleb saw God's power and his promise.
这样的眼光，他就产生了一个完全的一个勇气。
And this perspective produced complete courage.
那不仅仅得胜是能够的，
So victory was possible
而且是足够的。
and sufficient.
那其他的10个探子。
And the other 10 spies
他们的眼光就放在了敌人的这个身材高大，
only focus on the size of the enemies
那自己的矮小，
and their own smallness.
所以他们的心就消化了。
And as a result, their hearts shrunk.
所以你要看到你的眼光定睛在什么上面。
So we should put our eyes upon our Lord.
那另外一个是面对新消化的这个百姓，
So facing discouraged people.
所以你能看出来，当时的摩西和约书亚都没有讲话，
At that time, Moses and Joshua did not speak.
至少圣经里面没有记载。
At least the Bible did not record it.
但是这个加勒他继续激励这些以色列的百姓，
But Caleb continued to encourage the Israelites,
他提醒他们不要怕那里面的居民。
saying, Do not fear the people of the land,
虽然他们是很强大的敌人，
though they are the enemies,
他说，但是他们是我们的食物。
but they are our food.
这些敌人是神特别安排给我们的食物。
This enemies were specially appointed by God of a food.
关于这节经文，以前我听过于洪杰牧师的一个证道。
About these verses, I listened Pastor Yu Hongjie shared before.
也许是一个很有趣的一个见证，
And it may be a very interesting testimony.
就是他出来做牧师之前，以前是在公司里面上班。
So before Pastor Yu Hongjie went into full-time ministry, he worked in a company.
有很长一段时间，他就遇到一个非常坏的老板，
And encountered a very difficult boss.
就是那种你早上不想去上班的那种老板。
And the boss said, maybe you do not want to go to work every morning.
但是借着这一句经文，就把于洪杰牧师就救出来。
Yet these verses helped Pastor Yu Hongjie,
然后他看到这个敌人是在他生命中被他预备的一个食物。
And helped him to break free from his suffering and see that the enemies are food for his life.
所以他进到那个老板面前，人家给他再刁难的时候，他的心里的喜乐就完全出来了。
So his hunger needs to be satisfied whenever he faces that boss again.
因为他心里想到，今天又可以大饱一餐了。
And what he think was that's like a feast.
所以，我们灵里面的一个饥渴，它是需要食物来补充的。
So our spiritual hunger needs to be satisfied with food.
越大的敌人，越大的饱餐。
The bigger the enemies are, the bigger the feast.
那你有没有这样的信心呢？
Do you have that kind of faith?
就加勒一方面就告诉这些百姓。
So on one hand, Caleb told the people
就是这些敌人外面的一些营壁已经离开，
that the protection they had enjoyed was gone.
这些营壁是什么呢？
What are those?
就是神暂时的一个怜悯。
Is God's mercy had departed,
这些敌人的时间已经到了，
and their time was up.
耶和华与我们同在，
The Lord is with us.
耶和华是全能的神。
The Lord is Almighty.
所以当时的这些居民的留下和失败，完全是在神的主权里面。
So whether the people remain or fall is under God's complete sovereignty.
我们需要做的是听从，
All we need to do is to listen and obey
上去的那些地。
and take up to take the land, go up and take the land.
我们行走天路，一个唯一能够击败我们的，就是我们自己。
The only ones who can defeat us are ourselves.
如果我们选择不去得那地，就是背叛耶和华。
If we do not go up to take the land, it's a betrayal of the Lord.
这就是加勒的不同的地方。
So this is what makes Caleb different.
还有一个非常特别的一个心智，
And he had a special resolve
那就是专心来跟从耶和华。
to wholeheartedly follow the Lord.
他的心是专一的，
His heart was focused,
他不受时间和地点和环境的影响。
not influenced by time, place, or circumstances.
他说：“跟从的对象永远是耶和华。
The one he followed was always God, the Lord.
”那我们在现实生活中，就是有的时候我们要去跟车，跟着别人车去某个地方。
So in our real life, in our daily life, sometimes we need to focus like driving after another car.
所以你跟过车的时候，唯一要做的是你要集中注意力，
So when we're following the car in front of us, we just need to be focused.
你要盯着前面的那个车。
We need to be concentrating.
他说：“神答应说，如果你跟从我的时候，我要把你一直领到那个应许之地里面进去。
And God's promise, He will lead us into the land He promised.
不仅仅如此，神进一步的应许加勒，他说：我领着你进去了以后，让你的后裔你去承受那些产业。
And God further promised that he would also let Caleb's descendants to enter and inherit the land.
在礼拜五晚上的时候，我跟青少年查经的时候，就有一个讲到一个题目，
So on Friday night, during our Bible study with the youth, we discuss a topic.
就是讲到基督徒他在面临的时候有个决志的过程。
So the Christian's decision to follow the Lord.
我们一般都用两个词来描述这样的一个决定，
So there are two words we use to describe this decision.
其中一个词我们经常用的是我们叫定义来跟从耶和华。
The one word we often use is commit,
讲究我们定下心意，我们要来跟随主耶稣。
which emphasizes setting of our hearts to follow Jesus Christ.
我们听起来很不错，是不是？
That sounds wonderful, right?
但是如果你回去看的时候，这个词原来不是用这个词。
But originally, the word is not commit.
最初用的词是我们交托给神来跟从耶和华。
The original word is surround.
就我们相信神要完全的，就是带领我们，所以我们把这交托给他。
So complete in trusting.
这才是加勒他所表现出来的一个专心跟从。
And this is what Caleb demonstrated in his wholehearted following.
那从神的那方面来讲，他说要他亲自来带领我们，
So God promised to personally lead us
进到这些应许的地方。
into the promised land.
甚至这些福气，他说，甚至要传给我们的后裔。
And this blessing can even extend it to our descendants.
定义跟从耶和华是一个信心的一个起点。
So deciding to wholeheartedly follow God is the starting point of faith.
所以，跟从的过程中，并不是一帆风顺。
And you will encounter all kinds of tests.
他会面临各种各样的考验。
And there will be difficulties.
加勒他努力去劝勉这些百姓，
So Caleb diligently encouraged the people.
希望这些以色列百姓他能够去悔改。
And hoping that the Israelites would repent.
但是这些百姓非常生气，
However, those people became extremely angry
他们甚至要用石头来打死加勒和约书亚，
and even wanted to stone Caleb and Joshua.
然后废了摩西，另选领袖，回到埃及去。
They then sought to choose another leader to return to Egypt.
耶和华神当时就发怒，
The Lord became furious.
他就起誓，他说这一代这个以色列的百姓要行走旷野。
And swore that this generation of Israelites will wander in the wilderness
而且要全部死在旷野。
and all die there.
当时这个摩西就发了一个誓言。
And on that day, Moses swore.
宣告这个摩西对这个加勒的一个赐福。
And pronounced a blessing over Caleb.
那摩西从我们看过圣经的时候，他是代表神律法的这一代，
And Moses representing the generation and God's law.
也就是说，如果是百姓遵行律法的话，就可以存活。
And taught that following the law brings life.
那60万百姓他从埃及出来。
So 600,000 people came out of Egypt.
那耶和华神的旨意就是你们要进到旷野里面进去，
So God's plan was for them to enter the wilderness,
那在旷野里面服侍神，
serve him there.
然后来到迦南地的南边的时候，神的旨意就是讲说你要刚强壮胆去承受那些迦南美地。
And then enter the southern place of Canaan. God's intention for them was able to be strong and courageous.
那这一代百姓里面只有极少数的领袖，他们选择顺服。
And among that generation, only a few leaders choose to obey.
就像刚才讲到，唯独加勒专心跟从耶和华，
As we've just mentioned, Caleb alone wholeheartedly followed the Lord.
所以神就借着摩西就宣告，说加勒所踏的地要归给加勒和他的子孙。
So through Moses, God declared that land on which Caleb set foot would belong to him and his descendant.
在这里我就需要来读一下从第10节到12节。
Here we let's read from verses 10 to 12.
那还是加勒所讲的一些话，
And this is also the Caleb's words.
他回忆45年前的一段历史。
The history of those 45 years.
那我先用中文来念，然后戴凯用英文。
I'll read in Chinese and then Kai will read in English.
自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的，使我存活了这45年。期间，以色列人在旷野行走，看来现今我已85岁了，我还是强壮，像摩西打发我出去的那天一样。无论是征战，是出入我的力量，那时如何，现在还是如何。求你将耶和华那日应许我的山地归给我，那里有亚拿族人，并宽大和坚固的城，你也曾听见了。或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。
Joshua chapter 14, verses 10 to 12. Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses. While Israel moved about in the wilderness, so here I am today, 85 years old. I'm still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified, but the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said.
在这里提到专心跟随，就意味着一些牺牲和痛苦。
So wholeheartedly following God means sacrifice and suffering.
加了一根就花了45年。
And Caleb followed for 45 years.
就耶和华对摩西讲那些话的时候，加了当时是40岁。
So when the Lord spoke those words to Moses, Caleb was about 40 years old.
在那个时候以后呢，就加了，就陪着这些以色列百姓行走旷野。
Afterwards, Caleb accompanied the Israelites as they wandered in the wilderness
一走就是38年，
for about 38 years.
所以期间呢，以色列百姓他在旷野行走，
During this time, the Israelites wandered in the wilderness.
那百姓走，迦勒也走，
And the people wandered and so did Caleb.
那期间以色列百姓就有抱怨啦、发怒啦，那迦勒就在边上忍受。
And during the time, the people would complain, grow anger, and Caleb just endured along them.
所以加勒的这种专心跟从，他是陪着受苦的一种陪着跟从。
So Caleb's wholehearted follow was fallen that endured suffering with the people.
45年减掉38年，就剩下还有7年。
So let's do the math. 45 years minus 38, there's 7 years.
那这个7年就是约书亚带领百姓征战南北。
And those 7 years were the time when Joshua led the Israelites to cross the Jordan River.
总共花了7年时间，
And they spent all 7 years.
那迦勒就领着犹大的这个支派，
And Caleb led the tribe of Judah
为了以色列百姓所有的支派在征战这些土地，
and fight for the land for all the tribes of Israel
直到约书亚开始分地。
until when they divide the land.
那中间的7年是迦勒的一个专心跟从。
And during those 7 years, is Caleb's wholehearted following.
这种跟从是为弟兄姐妹磨砺的一个跟从。
And this is following that saw the benefits of his brothers and sisters.
但是即使加了是85岁了，
And Caleb was 85 years old.
神要赐给他特别的力量和勇气。
And God gave him special strength and courage.
啊，那句话是非常有名的一句话。
And this is very famous verse.
他说：“看呐，现今我85岁了。”
Behold, I'm 85 years old today.
他说：“我还是强壮，
Yet I'm as strong as this day.
但是像摩西那天打发我出去的那一天一样，
This day as I was when Moses sent me.
无论是征战出入，还是
My strength was for war and going and coming.
所以我的力量那个时候时候现在还是这样。”
So I have the same strength as I had before.
这是非常豪迈的一句话，
And this is very
所
promise
以
word.
于是这个约书亚就为迦勒祝福，
Then Joshua blessed Caleb.
他按照应许就是赐给迦勒就是一个城叫希伯伦，
And according to the promise, he gave Hebron to Caleb.
这个希伯伦是很特殊的一个城市。
The city Hebron is a special city.
他那里有一些住的人是叫亚拿族人。
The people there was called
那里住的人就是很高大，而且能打仗。
The people living there are very tall and they are very good at fighting.
那个城呢，又宽大坚固。
And this is a very they have very strong walls.
这但是加勒就凭着神的同在，就把敌人赶出去了。
And Caleb, with God's promise, they drove the people out of the city.
所以希伯伦在以色列的历史上是有很重要的意义。
So Hebron holds a significant importance in Israel's history.
那首先，希伯伦就成为一个6个陶城里面的第一个城市。
First, Hebron became the first of the six cities of the refuge.
就以色列百姓他在误伤人命的时候，他就可以跑到希伯伦。
So when the Israelites who unintentionally caused a death, they can flee to Hebron
那躲避敌人的一个追杀。
to escape the pursuit.
那我们回到新约的时候，主耶稣就是我们的陶城。
So in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus is our city of refuge.
我们无意犯罪的时候，
When we sin unintentionally,
可以进到主耶稣里，
we can come to Him,
就像进到希伯伦里面，
just as the people in Hebron
接受主的这个保护。
receive His protection.
另外，希伯伦又是一个大卫开始做王的时候那个城市，
In addition, King David began his regime in Hebron.
在那个里面，大卫被告了2次。一次
Intentional.
是犹大支派过来去高大卫为王，
Initially, he was anointed the king over the tribe of Judah.
那3年半以后呢，以色列的所有的长老就来到希伯伦，
3.5 years later, all the elders of Israel came to Hebron.
也大卫就在耶和华面前又跟他们立约，
And David made a covenant with them before the Lord in Hebron.
各个支派就一起，他们就去高大卫为王。
And together, the tribe appointed David king over all Israel.
所以神把这个希伯伦赐给迦勒和他的后裔是非常大的一个赐福。
And this is a big blessing to Caleb and his descendant.
那在约书亚记的第15章就出现了一段非常有趣的一个记载，
In Joshua chapter 15.
这是一个我们一起来读一下，从16节到19节。
Let's read from verses 16 to 19.
所以迦勒就说：“他说，谁能攻打这个基列西弗长城夺取，我就要把我的女儿亚萨给他为妻。”就迦勒的兄弟基纳斯的儿子俄陀涅真夺取了那城，迦勒就把女儿亚萨给他为妻。亚萨过门的时候，对丈夫向父亲求一块地。亚萨一下驴，迦勒就问他：“你要什么？”他说：“求你赐福给我。”你既将我安置在南地，求你也给我水泉。他父亲就把上泉下泉赐给他。
Joshua chapter 15, verses 16 to 19. And Caleb said, I'll give my daughter Aksa in marriage to the man who attacks and captures Kiriath-Sefer, Othniel, son of Kenaz. Caleb's brother took it, so Caleb gave his daughter Aksa to him in marriage. One day when she came to Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. When he got off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What can I do for you?" She replied, "Do me a special favor. Since you have given me land in Negev, give me also springs of water." So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs.
圣经里面记下这个女儿的名字并不多。
So the Bible does not often record names of daughters.
那这里也提到说，迦勒的女儿叫亚萨，
And here mentioned Caleb's daughter was named Aksa.
也她是一个非常特殊的一个女子，
She was a very special
她
woman.
非常在乎从耶和华神那里面得到一个福气。
She greatly valued the blessing she received from the Lord.
那首先，她劝她的丈夫向迦勒求一块地，
So first, she encouraged her husband to ask a land.
因为以色列百姓按照传统都是给儿子地皮，是不是？
Usually the land is given to the sons.
但是他非常在乎，他叫丈夫去问他的父亲迦勒求一块地。
So she asked her husband, to Caleb, asking for a piece of land.
最美的地方是第二点。
The most wonderful part is the second part.
所以当迦勒就是问他需要什么的时候，
Then when Caleb asked her what she wanted,
他说：“你既然把地赐给我，你就要把那个水也赐给我。
and she requested that both the upper and the lower springs.
”他就不仅仅要给我，他说上泉下泉都给我。
And she asked both upper and the lower spring.
啊，我相信圣经这样把这记下来是有非常特殊的意义。
And that's because she was a very lovely daughter.
啊，我觉得这个是非常可爱的一个女
And she's a wonderful daughter.
儿。啊，我知道我们家有一个非常可爱的女儿。因为什么这样讲呢？就是说我们在带领我们小孩的时候，
So when we guide our children,
我们希望赐给他们非常好的福气。
and we want them to have all the blessings.
啊，最大的福气就是让他们可以来跟从主耶稣。
And the greatest blessing is that they can follow the Lord.
所以我为我们全家今年的一个事情，我们感谢神。
And I personally thank our Lord, for my family.
那我今天有带来一个东西，我就是做一个见证。
And this is my own testament.
OK，那这是我丫头画的一幅画。
This is a painting by my daughter.
OK，那这个是我向翻译来，因为是用英文的，所以她翻译了以后，我再翻译成中文。
So this is in English. This is my. Sorry, I cannot read this. This is my.
This is my church.
Okay, church. And I love to play
In
in
my
my church.
church.
It is so fun. You have to go to my church today. And it is so glad if you can go. If you go, it will be free. And I will be so glad. Thank you.
在我们家里面，我个人是自己对传福音就是很有亏欠。
In my family, I'm lacking.
相对于我们家里张磊姐妹她就对传福音非常有负担。
Unlike my wife, Sister Zhang Lei, she's doing a lot on spreading the gospel.
因为她心里面非常在乎大家能得到主耶稣。
And she cares so much that people will all receive the blessing.
相对而言，我比较在乎弟兄姐妹的灵命增长。
And on the contrary, I'm more care about the spiritual life of our brothers and sisters.
但这是神赐给我的一个女儿，她非常在乎她的同学能够来教会。
And our daughter is what God sent to us, and she cares, and she wanted all her classmates can go to the church.
她希望在这里面我们就遇见主耶稣，
And she wanted all of us to meet our Lord.
跟从主耶稣是很开心的一件事情。
Following our Lord is the happiest thing in the world.
而且他告诉你这是免费的。
And she said it's for free.
OK 啊，岔开了很多，所以你如果你犹豫的时候，加勒的这个女婿，
So if you notice Caleb's son-in-law,
就是亚撒的丈夫，
Asa's husband,
他的名字叫俄托涅。
his name is Othniel.
但是你如果仔细继续看这个圣经的时候，他后来成为四世纪里面第一个以色列的士师。
So if you remember, he later became the first recorded judge of Israel.
所以迦勒的这个专心跟从是有传承的。
So therefore, Caleb's wholehearted following of the Lord had a legacy.
所以约书亚记的第14章。就是记录了3次，就提到迦勒来专心跟从耶和华。
So in Joshua chapter 14, Caleb's wholehearted follow the Lord is mentioned 3 times.
那第一次是迦勒自己，
The first is by Caleb himself.
那第二次是摩西的一个评论，
The second was by Moses.
第三次是约书亚的一个见证。
And the third was by Joshua.
但是这个 我得讲到这里面，就说我们讲这个"专心跟从"这个词。
When we talk about the word wholeheartedly,
那因为你只有回去看希伯来词文的时候，发现这两个词是很特殊的两个词。
So when we look at the Hebrew words, that word is really special.
那戴凯是专门学语言的，所以我要考考他。
And Brother Kai learned the English language.
所以你如果用中文还是英文也好，你听到"专心跟从"的时候，那"专心"是一个什么词？专，
When you hear, when you, it's an adverb.
那动词是"跟从"，是不是？
So
专心是一个辅词。
to follow is the verb and wholeheartedly is the adverb.
但是在希伯来语里面不是这样的。
But it's different in the Hebrew.
就是这三次里面，都是希伯来词里面，这个专心是一个动词，
In Hebrew, wholeheartedly is a verb.
那跟从是一个名词。
And the following is a noun.
所以也就是说，我们要充满，这个专心是一个充满。
So the wholeheartedly means we will be filled.
那跟从实际上是一个名词，表示是耶和华的后面。
And following is a noun that after the Jesus
你
Christ.
还记得我刚才跟你讲说，如果你要跟车的时候，
So
你
when
一定
you
要注意的是盯着前面那个车。
So you're driving after another car, what you do is to focus in the car in the front.
你的心思意念里面充满了就前面那两张车。
And your heart is filled with the focus of the car in the front.
我就是看着这个经文的时候，我当时也看不明白，我就去问那个黄牧师。
So when I first read these verses, I do not understand. So I asked Pastor Huang.
他是教我们希伯来语的一个老师，
He is the professor teach Hebrew.
但是他说他也没法给我一个解释，
And he said he couldn't give me answer either.
所以这样的话就给我一个胆气，我怎么讲都可以，是不是？
So I can just interpret with my own understanding.
所以给弟兄姐妹来一个我自己的一个理解。
So here's my understanding.
就是加勒的一个专心跟从，他是完全充满神的一个带领。
So Caleb's wholeheartedly following means being completely filled.
就是你紧紧的抓住那个神的一个后面的这个衣服的一个跟随，
It's like holding tightly to God's garment.
或者是一步一步踩着主脚印的一个跟从。
Or like you step into the in the footprint of the Lord.
所以，从第一方面里面，加勒在心思意念里面都是神的心愿。
So first, Caleb's thoughts and intention was aligned with God's will.
所以，他一开口讲话，他就是专心跟从。
So when he spoke, it reflects he wholeheartedly following.
至于他人是不是跟从，对他来说没有任何影响。
Whether others followed or not did not affect him.
那第二个就是神借着这个摩西，他列出来很多的行为规范。
And secondly, God through Moses lists many behavioral regulations.
那这些百姓在行走旷野的时候，就记在民数记里头。
For the people as they wander in the wilderness and recorded in Numbers.
那就记了很多这个律法的要求。
And there's many the rules that people need to follow.
但是加勒还是专心跟从。
And regardless, Caleb still wholeheartedly followed.
那第三个方面是加勒在面对任何人的时候。
So thirdly, when Caleb faced all different kinds of people,
那无论是约书亚，
whether Joshua,
还是其他的百姓，
all the other Israelites,
他跟这些人相处的时候，他还是专心跟从耶和华。
and Caleb, he still wholeheartedly followed the Lord.
所以也就是说，加勒在生命中的每一次遇到需要做决定的时候，
So in other words, every time Caleb faced a decision,
遇到何种样的要求的时候，
a demand,
或人相交的时候。
a relationship,
他说，也就是在他生命每一个环节里面，
and he was able to, in his life,
他就加一个跟从，
to add another measure to follow,
到
follow,
的一个地步。
until it was full.
所以我们在行走天路的时候，也会遇到各种各样不利的一个因素，
As we walk the heavenly path, we will encounter all kinds of adventures.
有好多情况也许是环境的一个约束。
Sometimes it can be the constraints of the environment.
但是我们就是来专心跟从。
But as long as we wholeheartedly follow,
也许神要带领我们，现在就要去打下这个希伯伦。
and God will lead us to take Hebron.
那也许我们年龄也到了85岁，
Perhaps when we reach our age of 85,
还要出去打仗，
and we need to go out and in battles,
或者要住下来。
or we need to settle.
但是他说加了说专心跟从。
But just as Caleb's did, we just need to follow wholeheartedly.
你只要这样的时候，他说神说你力量那个时候，现在也如何？
As we follow, our strength is as it was then.
我们所面临最危险的，
The most dangerous thing we may be seeing
其实我们看不见那些不利的因素，
are those unseen adversities
觉
ahead.
得自己行得还不错，
And we think we have done a good job.
然后就产生自满。
And we are arrogant.
真的要求神兴起这些加勒来边上提醒我们，
And may God raise up Caleb's among us and remind us.
来劝勉我们。
And just remind us
唯一要试的是，就专心跟从耶和华。
the only thing we need to do is wholeheartedly follow the Lord.
那我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's do a pray.
感谢神，今天你可以使用我这一个不配的一个器皿。
Thank you, Lord. Today you can use me on a worthy vessel
来传讲这样一个非常奇妙的一个信息。
to proclaim this mysterious message.
求神怜悯孩子语言上的一个限制。
Please have mercy on the limitation of my words.
求你的灵亲自来做工。
May our spirits work directly
让每个听到这些信息的一个心灵，
so that every heart hearing this message
也都可以看见神要赐给他们的一个信息。
can see the promise you want to give them,
赐给他们的应许，
the promises.
也许他们正处在一个很多年的困难中间，
Perhaps they have been enduring many years of
每
difficulty,
天好像行走旷野一样，
like wandering in the wilderness
没有尽头。
with no end in sight.
也许他们正面临的是一个很高大的希伯来城，
Perhaps they are facing a torrent city of Hebron,
凭着自己的力量完全上不去。
impossible to conquer by their own strength.
也许他们真的是在感受到、体会到岁月的一个流失，
Perhaps they are feeling the passing of years,
却进不到那些安息的一个地方。
yet cannot reach the restful land of
就
Canaan.
别说我们的安息不是一个很疲惫下来的一个安息，
Lord, our restful is not a tiring rest.
提醒我们的，我们的安息是征战得胜的安息。
The rest is the victory.
求神，你亲自带领我们，
May you lead us.
在每一次征战的时候，让我们得到胜利。
Got the victory whenever we in battles.
现在我求神，
Now I pray to God,
就是创造我们生命的这个神，
the creator of our lives,
也战胜死亡的这个神，
the God who conquered death,
也赦罪权柄的这个神，
the God with authority.
求你将加勒的生命赐给你我。
I ask that you give us a life of Caleb.
让我们可以在心思意念里面来跟从神，
May we wholeheartedly follow you in our thoughts and intentions.
让我们可以在天天的生活中来专心跟从你，
May we wholeheartedly follow you in our daily lives.
让我们在与人相处的时候也是来专心跟从你。
And may we wholeheartedly follow you in our relationships with others.
让我们这样的祷告都是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray this in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.